This is KSF2MD Mobile listening on 19. KI7QMD Mobile listening on 19. This is KI7QMD Mobile listening on 19. KI7QMD Mobile listening on 19 capacity.
KKCW Mobile in Lovell. KKCW Mobile in Vanderbilt.
Whiskey 8, Golf Mike Juliet, monitoring. Whiskey 8, Golf Mike Juliet, monitoring on a boat.
NXP, 8NXP, NADWM.
KBCW. K8BCW. K8FKW.
Anybody around? W8RPM. Hello world on the 19. W8RPM.
Remote already in this mode. Node 5, 6.
All right, Glenn, you're good to go.
4, 7, 0. Connected to node 5, 8, 3.
At
four,
this time, I'm going to drop down
zero.
to 5 watts. Standby. The control operator for this net is Glenn, ZSUZ. This net meets every Monday and precedes the Charlie Amateur Radio Broadcast Net, 46.8 in Traverse City. Authorization for use as a repeater is provided by the Charlie Amateur Radio Club. Net's transmitting at 20 watts. This is a directed net. The purpose of the net is to make announcements of amateur radio emergency service activities in our area. We will also pass messages to other amateur radio stations and alert those listening for any emergency or weather bulletins. If during an emergency this repeater is not in operation, please go to the 147.26 Munson repeater. This repeater is not working. Please go to 14658 Simplex for net operations. Returning to 50 watts. At this time, net control will stand by for any stations with emergency or priority traffic. No stations heard. At this time, net control will stand by for check-ins. When checking in, please transmit your first name followed by your call sign. After the last call sign is heard, net control will confirm that you are checked in. Those stations wishing to check in, please call now.
Ward, NAWK. Kevin, KF8AGY.
Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel, Echo Link.
Mike, Alpha India 6, X-Ray Quebec.
Brad, November 8, Juliet, X-Ray Quebec.
Mike, Whiskey 8, Victor Papa Charlie.
Tony Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Zulu.
Joe, NACN.
Holy moly, there is a tremendous improvement in the transmission here. All right, I'm going to go to the top of the list with Ward. Ward, what I want you to do is tell me how much, what your location is and how much power you're transmitting. Ward, NAWK, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Glenn. Ward, NAWK, over at Bryant Park, or across the street from it. But I don't know how to tell you how much power out I'm transmitting. You know what I've got. Where do I look?
Ward, I think you got one of the TID or the Bofungs. They're both pushing 4 to 5 watts, I think, if I remember correctly. Let's try Kevin. You're a little bit out. Kevin, KF8AGY. Kevin, your location, and what are you transmitting with?
This is Kevin, KF8AGY, and I am using a Bofeng AR5M. I believe it's an 8-watt radio. I'm running the full power on that, and I'm going through an Edsong dual-band UHF-VHF antenna.
You're slightly crackly, but way better than you've been. Let's go to Mike, KD8REH. Mike, I think you're on Echo Lake. Mike, your location, and what equipment are you using?
Yeah, good evening, Len. Mike, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel. Nothing more than a cell phone in Village of Kingsley. I do have one piece of traffic.
Go ahead with your traffic.
All right, with the possibility of severe weather over the next couple of days, I'd just like to have everybody be weather aware that we may be doing that. Tomorrow and Thursday look like the potential for severe weather activation. So just keep an eye to the sky and listen if we have a net. KDVREH.
Let's go to Mike, AI6XQ. Mike, your location and what equipment are you using?
This is Mike, AI6XQ, South Lake Luna near Otto Road. I'm on a Yaesu 8900 mobile. Going out at 50 watts. From this location, I have trouble being heard on an HD. Back to you, Glenn.
Again, minor crackling. Excellent. Let's go to Brad, N8JXQ. Brad, your location? Let's go to Brad. Brad, N8JXQ. Brad, your location and what radio are you using?
Good evening, Len. This is Brad in AGXQ. I am on an ICOM ID 51, and I think I have 2 watts out. Back to you.
All right, you're a little bit crackly, a little weak audio. Let's go to Mike, the JVPC. Mike, your location, and what are you using?
Yeah, WAVPC here. I'm in Royal Oak now, and I can hear small static on some of the stations.
All right, your audio is perfect. Let's go to Tony, KE8SBZ. Tony, your location, and what kind of power are you using?
Okay, this is Tony, KE8SBZ. Location is down in the valley in at Hoden Pyle Pond, and using my iPhone on Echolink. Back to net.
Joe, NATN, significant improvement here. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, this is Joe, NACN. I'm using a Motorola that I found on the rack here, and it's putting out about, I don't know, maybe 4 watts. And I'm sitting underneath the repeater peeling labels off of some cans. So,
I
think we got another check in here, too. Thanks, NACN.
NACMH for the number.
All right, Drake, what are you using?
The exact same radio, and I hope I'm making it, because if I'm not, we got bigger problems. NATMH.
You're dead quiet. In fact, I can hear the rack fans going. Excellent quality. Anybody else there want to join in? Kilo Delta 8 with the Alpha Mike, Caleb. Caleb, QDAW, you got to read my own handwriting, QDAWAM. Caleb, what's your location and what are you using to get in?
I'm southeast of Kalkaska, Sydney Road. I'm using an FT-8800, and I have a cell phone for digital detail.
Hey, what wattage you putting out?
50 watts, and a signal report would be appreciated.
Alright, we still got a little bit of static, but I think it's significantly reduced, much better audio quality. For those of you with tablets, please stand by. Alright, we're going to do a very short little message here, just to see if digital continues to work. Today, short 29 seconds, stand by for digital traffic. This is KAGTC, messages as follows. GTC, if you receive this message, please check in.
NACMH and NACM, we got
it. KFGY got full copy on the text, did not ramp into the 213 form. I think I got a config problem.
Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey Alpha Mike, full copy, full wrap.
VPC has got it. We got it. Full copy.
All right. I really think there's a significant improvement. We haven't totally banished the problem, but I think Mike and or Joe and Drake's efforts have just been excellent. But so far, so good. Much, much better performance. We got to do some for project night tomorrow night. Join us. I'm going to be start getting some gear together for field day. The following project night, we're going to be putting generators and batteries together, and hopefully we'll get some of our power issues. So join us. Our project nights have been pretty darn busy. We're probably getting about a dozen people every night coming out. So join us. It's been a lot of fun. All right, everybody, that's it for me. Joe and Drake, nice job. Good work. I'm going to turn it over to Cherilyn Amateur Radio Club. This is KGTC. Take it away, Cherilyn.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. I mentioned that the use of this repeater is authorized by the Cherilyn Amateur Radio Club. This is Kilo Delta 8 Whiskey Alpha Mike. My name is Caleb, and I'll be the net control station this evening using the club call sign, W8TCM. The purpose of this net is to connect and build our local ham community to make announcements of local amateur interest and to have fun. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check in the batch set. All unlicensed amateurs are encouraged to enjoy and to get your license and join us here on the air. For announcements this week, we have, much as usual, Tuesday we have breakfast at hams at 9 a.m. at HNS Hamburg on South Airport Road. Project night is at 7 p.m. We'll be putting the HF station on the air and having a Morse code class at the New Approaches Center, 5123 North Royal Drive in Traverse. Detailed times and locations are on the website at cherilynarc.com. Before we start the check-in process, pause to listen for stations needing access to the repeater for emergency or priority traffic. Emergency or priority, please call now. Not heard. Check-in process for this net is to check in one person at a time. I'll call for a check-in, acknowledge the station I heard, and then call for the next check-in. This procedure allows us to resolve doubles on the spot and not miss anyone. Thanks for your patience. The check-in in three groups, portable short time, Echolink, and general check-in. The check-in, please give your call sign, including the first name. This is WATCM, Met Control. First portable or short time check-in, please call now.
Mike, Alpha India 6, X-ray Quebec, short time.
AI 6, XQ, I have you on the list, Mike. Next check-in. Well, our short time list is short this week. Before we get to the rest of you, we'll let these short time stations get on the way before you run out of time. So, Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Mike, AI6XQ. Thank you, Caleb, for taking the net tonight. It's been a busy day trying to get ready for family coming into town. Other than that, not much going on. But appreciate you taking it again. Thanks. AI6XQ, back to net control.
Roger that, Mike. Thanks for stopping by. We'll now call for all stations checking in using Echolink for All-Star. We may get a key down delay of up to 10 seconds for Echolink responses. Be ready for that. Long pause. First Echolink or All-Star station, please call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Zulu. Tony, Echolink.
Tony, got you on the list. Any other Echolink or All-Star check-ins? All right. Was unheard there. That's our Echolink check-ins. And we'll now stand by for regular check-ins. First regular check-in, please call now.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Golf Yankee Kevin.
Kilo Delta 8 November Hotel Nicholas.
KD8MH, got you on the list. Next check-in. All right, we got a station running APRS. Can I get your call again? I got Kilo 8 Bravo Zulu. Audio is very quiet. Like, quiet. Could you come again? Kilo 8 Romeo Lima. All right. Did I miss the last letter there? Romeo Lima Mike. Sorry for the trouble there. Next check-in.
This is Brad, November, Juliet. November 8, Juliet, X-ray Quebec.
N8 LXQ, welcome to that, Brad. Next check-in.
Got Whiskey, X-ray 1, Juliet.
WX1J, welcome to the net. Next check-in. All right, to the bottom of our first list. Let's go up to the top with Tony, KEASBV, on Echolink. Go ahead, Tony.
Good evening, Caleb. This is Tony, KEASBV. Location is down at a campground exposure, which is down in the Mesa area. I'm on the Hoden Powell Pond. Weather's been great down here the last couple of days. Radio breaks between people checking in are allowing me to set up an antenna so that I can maybe do a little HF later tonight. And we're going to see how that works. It's designed by Kevin, KF8AGY, and I'm real excited about it. Weather has been great. I've had company up until now, so I haven't had a chance to do much with that. So real excited about it. Bugs aren't too bad, and looking forward to field day coming up real soon. And with that, Caleb, I'll pass it back to Net Control, and enjoy listening for the rest. This is KE8SBZ. Back to you.
Roger that, Tony. Sounds like a blast, and glad to hear the bugs aren't too bad. They have been pretty intense at my place, at least the mosquitoes have. We've got a mosquito zapper that kills a couple thousand a day, but they just keep coming. It's horrible. All right, next on the list we have Kevin, KF8, Alpha Golf Yankee. Pretty sure I got that call right. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Caleb and everyone on the net. This is Kevin, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee, over here on Spider Lake. Activities this week has been pretty much trying to get my stuff ready for field day. I did a test of my shapeshifter antenna across all the bands from 40 to up to 10 last week. There was nothing going on 10, but the other bands worked really well, and realized that the batteries that I've been lugging around, the lead acid batteries, are running at about half capacity right now. So I got some new 20 amp hour LiPo batteries, an inverter, and a charger for those. And with the solar equipped trailer I'll be using on field day, I should be able to use the battery reservoir in that to charge a battery while I'm operating on a battery. And so that's where I'm at this week. That's all I've got for the net. WATCM, this is KF8AGY, back to you.
Roger that. That's always a fun setup. I think I had a solar panel last time. I do have a solar panel. I want to try and do a solar setup at some point. I almost did it for winter field day, but then it was so intensely cold that I just stayed in the shack and used grid power. I didn't feel like it. I did okay, though. All right. Next up, we have Nick, KU8NH.
Yes, WATCM, this is Kilo Delta 8, November Hotel. Nicholas on this side of the mic. I'm doing great. My radio died in my hand while I was checking in my last Monday, and got it all charged up this time. It seems to be working great. Let's see here. Things are good. Just keep on listening to the repeater and trying to keep more Morse code in my days to copy. So we'll keep listening to the net, and back to you. KD8NH.
Yeah, I should listen to some more Morse code, too. For a while, I had a Telecrafters that a friend of mine gifted me, which is amazing. I brought that in the house and listened to that for a while, but they're huge, and I got a pretty small house, so I ended up putting it back. I got a corking German-made radio from late 50s that I really want to get fixed up and bring in the house. It's a neat little piece, and it listens to shortwave and longwave and all that. That'll be fun. All right, over to Kilo 8 Romeo Limo Mike. Really hope I got that call correct. Go ahead. Turn up your mic gain if you can. Kilo 8 Romeo Lima Mike. Go ahead. Hey, messed this up away from the mic. I'll get back to him in round two. Over to Brad, NALXQ.
Good evening, Caleb and the group. This is NHJSQ. Not doing a lot around here, but I can say that I'm getting to get the equipment around, rounded up for the field day, and been reading the book. I'm thinking seriously about putting together a 6-meter halo omnidirectional antenna for field day, and the recipe is calling for aluminum tubing, but I'm pretty sure I can use copper tubing. So I might use copper tubing because I have no idea where to get aluminum tubing.
If anyone knows where to get aluminum tubing locally, please call back in this nut. So back to you, Caleb. This is NHSQ.
Roger that, Brad. Over to Scott. Whiskey X-ray 1, Juliet.
Very good, Caleb. Thanks for doing a great job. Thanks a lot for taking the net tonight. And good to hear everybody on the net. It sounds everybody, with a couple of exceptions, have great signals. So things seem to be turning around pretty dramatically. Not that it's been unbearable, but certainly this is a great improvement. So thanks to Joe and Drake up there in the cage. Couple things just to think about. One is we are just about to unleash a bunch of information to all club members regarding the field day coming up at the end of the month. One will be an early issue of the Cherry Juice newsletter, and the second will be some changes on the website, which will allow you to go in and do three things that we are asking you to do this year. One is register for camping. If you want to camp there that evening, you need to be a club member, and you need to be registered with an authorization from the club to do that, because it's private property and our liability needs to be covering our members only. The second is meals. We're going to be planning to have meals on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and we need to have you register so we know how much food to prepare for at that point. And then we'll also have a form for you to, yet another form for you to fill out. If you want to operate any of the stations that are on. So there's a full description of the stations. And we'd encourage anyone who wishes to do so, please come out and operate a radio. We'll have three radio stations, an HF band, as well as a VHF 6-meter station run by Brad, and a get-on-the-air station for newly licensed hams or non-licensed hams who can come in and operate the radio at field day. And then we'll have a satellite station, of course, and we'll continue our saga of trying to get satellites from that location. So there's a whole bunch of information about to unleash, and I'd like to have you pay attention when you see it. Go into the forums and fill them out and let us know what to plan on. And with all that news, I'm going to turn it back to you, Caleb. WATCM, this is WX1J.